From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Tuesday asked Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk to stand down in the face of the government's perceived failure to fight endemic corruption and overcome its deep economic crisis. Poroshenko's dramatic intervention came as opinion polls show growing public disenchantment with a pro-Western team that took over leadership of the former Soviet nation after the 2014 revolt. Parliament was already considering Tuesday holding a vote of no confidence in the government after first listening to Yatsenyuk's account for his 2015 performance and plans for this year. A stony-faced Yatsenyuk arrived in Parliament just moments after the president's statement was released. He did not directly address Poroshenko's request. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global oil surplus. The oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the Qatar capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels. This is the Saudi Arabian oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi.
It is a beginning of a process which we will assess in the next few months and decide whether we need other steps to stabilize and improve the market.
Reaction to the was quick as oil prices dropped to under $34 a barrel after the output freeze was announced. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali has died, according to the UN Security Council announcement Tuesday. He was 93. VOA News. Air attacks in northern Syria that damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals and left at least 50 dead has drawn international condemnation. Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, also denounced the airstrikes that some believe were carried out by government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
Again, that is Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor. The U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. This international condemnation comes as a U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is in Syria, where he's holding talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital of Damascus for the unannounced visit. Three Americans abducted in Baghdad last month have been freed, according to Iraqi officials Tuesday. Unknown gunmen kidnapped the three from a private apartment in mid-January, with U.S. and Iraqi officials saying they believe the Iranian-backed Shiite militia carried out the abduction. Iraqi officials said the three Americans were freed by Baghdad's intelligence service and handed over to the U.S. embassy there. The Americans reported to be in good health. Four American journalists charged in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country, according to the lawyer Tuesday. The journalists were arrested on Sunday and had been charged earlier in the day with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. Police said the one woman and three men entered the country last week and performed journalists without permission from authorities. The journalists had gone to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. They were arrested Sunday during clashes between protesters and security forces. Candidates in Uganda are holding final rallies Tuesday ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters are to decide Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term or elect an opposition candidate and have a new leader for the first time since 1986. Countries dealing with Zika outbreaks should consider using controversial methods to fight its spread, such as using genetically modified mosquitoes and biological agents that stop mosquito larvae from hatching. That advice comes from the World Health Organization Tuesday. The WHO and its advisory board recommended trials using sterile irradiated male mosquitoes. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.